947, 13 till 10. All right, we're thinking it. Tommy Tucker, WWL. I'll go ahead and say it just when you thought it was safe to go into the water. Dr. Fred Lopez joins us, professor of medicine in the section of infectious diseases at LSU Health New Orleans. Good morning, Dr. Fred. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy.
Let's talk about, vulnificus. How do you say it?
Yeah, Vibrio vulnificus is the name of the bacteria that's been getting so much press recently.
When you say so much press, rightfully so or not?
Yeah, I think it's important. This is the time of the year when we tend to see infections caused by this bacteria. It's a bacteria that's in the same family as Vibrio cholera, but it can cause really severe infection. For healthy people, usually it's a diarrheal illness that's self-limited if they get infected with this bacteria. But for people with certain risk factors, liver disease, cancer, diabetes, people taking steroids, for people who have stomach acid-reducing medications that they're taking, for these individuals, they can develop severe infections, usually of two types. One is after consumption of raw shellfish that come from the waters that are colonized with this bacteria. It can get into their bloodstream and even cause sepsis, meaning low blood pressure, fever, but sometimes even death in about half of patients who develop this infection. The other type of infection is a wound infection. So somebody, particularly with one of these immunocompromising conditions, has an open wound. They go into brackish waters or Gulf of Mexico waters, and all of a sudden they get a wound infection. And particularly if they have one of those immunocompromising conditions, that bacteria can cause a skin infection that's very invasive and potentially even get into the bloodstream. And there, the mortality rate is around 20%. So very significant mortality rates associated with these severe infections, particularly in people with these risk factors for more severe illness.
I don't want to hurt myself here, Dr. Fred, but let me go on a limb. It's bacteria. It's not virus, so it can be treated with an antibiotic or not.
Yes, it can be treated with an antibiotic. It needs to be considered and treated as early as possible because it can progress really, really quickly. Usually when it causes those wound infections, we need to do surgery. Sometimes even amputation is required in order to control the infection while we give the antibiotics. The same is true when it gets into the bloodstream. We need to start antibiotics as quickly as possible. And those patients with who have developed the bloodstream infections, they can also get these skin lesions, and sometimes they require surgery as well. So it means recognizing it early, starting antibiotics, and potentially life-saving surgeries in order to stem the progression of this infection.
Yeah, Florida seems to be the hotbed for this, and I guess I'm wondering, there are so many people from here that go to Florida during the summer. How long does it take to manifest itself? And tell me again how you would know you have this?
Well, it's only usually from the time of exposure, people can start to develop manifestations of illness within a couple of days.
Okay.
And so if a wound gets inflamed, and particularly if the skin changes color, you need to worry about this illness. A lot of people will also have watery diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, fever, chills. And if you've been exposed to the bacteria, meaning you've gotten in the Gulf coastal waters, for example, or have eaten recently undercooked shellfish or raw shellfish, particularly oysters, and you develop these kinds of symptoms, you really need to reach out to your healthcare provider. And, you know, you mentioned Florida. Mm. You know, they've had quite a few cases. I believe the last time I looked at the data, they've had about 13 cases and four deaths. But Louisiana last week reported 17 cases and four deaths. So 32 cases, in fact, have been reported from the Gulf coastal states. But it appears that Louisiana is leading in the number of cases of infection caused by this bacteria.
Is there a way to tell if it's from the Louisiana waters, Doc, or from where people...
You know, it's basically, this is not a pollutant or a contaminant in the Gulf coastal waters, Lake Pontchartrain, Lake Maurepas, brackish waters, coastal waters. They're going to contain this organism in the summer months. Mm. Not a pollutant, natural inhabitant. All it needs is low amounts of salt and a temperature greater than 68 degrees Fahrenheit, and all of a sudden you've got a nice little culture dish for this bacteria. So if you're getting into the waters in the Gulf off the Gulf Coast, you're being exposed to this organism. If you're eating raw shellfish from off the Gulf Coast, you're being exposed to this bacteria. And if you have those risk factors I mentioned earlier, you should avoid getting in those waters, and you should definitely avoid eating undercooked or raw shellfish.
So what kills...
And this is not just... It's not a Gulf Coast issue anymore, by the way. Chesapeake Bay, Delaware Bay, has been reporting infections caused by this bacteria, likely due to global warming and increased sea surface temperatures.
So does the cold weather kill it?
It doesn't thrive when the water temperatures are less than 68 degrees Fahrenheit. But the waters have been greater than 68 degrees Fahrenheit for months. Usually this is in April through October. Phenomenon when we see these infections, but with global warming, you can say that once the waters get above the 68 degrees Fahrenheit, we're going to find that bacteria in the water.
And I don't get anybody mad at me, but would you say don't eat raw oysters now?
I think if you're immune compromised by those conditions I mentioned earlier, particularly liver disease, I would avoid raw oysters. I would avoid getting in the waters that contain this organism during the warm summer months.
Thank you, Doc. Appreciate it. Dr. Fred Lopez, our friend, professor of medicine, section of infectious diseases at LSU Health New Orleans. We'll take a break. Then we come back, we'll talk with Newell Norman, see what he's got planned for us today on WWL.